You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The University of Texas Health Northeast in Tyler published a Health Status of Northeast Texas 2016 study recently. Its purpose was to take a fresh look at the Northeast Texas area and see what's driving health issues in this region. The top finding was that Northeast Texas leads the state in top five causes of death. Dr. Paul McGahey, Deputy Director for the Northeast Center for Rural Community Health and Associate Professor of Community Health and Preventive Medicine at UT Health and Sciences Center in Tyler, explains some of the study's findings.
We've known for a long time that we have poor health status in East Texas. It's among the poorest in the state, but some things that are striking were that East Texas has a 40% higher rate of tobacco use than any part of the state. The rate of death due to stroke is 28% higher. Death due to heart disease is 33% higher, and to lung cancer is 35% higher. So those are some of the striking elements of the study.
Now, when it comes to studies and understanding percentages and so on, most people don't really hold on to that. Is there another way you can explain this so that people can really appreciate what the study results mean?
If we were ranked as a state, as a 51st state, we would rank 45 out of those 51 states in mortality rates, meaning the number of deaths per year, and that would rival some of the biggest states in the union.
So, Doctor, what's next? Do you see anything happening in the short term regarding the health issues this study reveals?
I think it is a very much a call to action based on this information, working not only at our institution but with other partner institutions out in the East Texas area to see what we can do. And those are some of the next steps we'll be seriously looking at. One of the things we are doing is creating a School of Community and Rural Health here at UT Health Northeast with a specific goal of reviewing the information in East Texas and looking at interventions that can be started.
If you'd like to read more about the study, you can go online at uthealth.org. For the Red River Radio News Network, I'm Chuck Smith.